Welcome everybody to episode 14 of the Making Paper Show. This is your host Usman Amid in the beautiful Ocean Ridge Studios in beautiful, amazing Toronto, Canada. The weather is getting better. The city is getting warm. Honestly, Toronto by far is the most beautiful city in North America in the summer. So maybe not in the winter, guys. Don't visit in the winter. We have snow up to our knees. But in the summer, by far, the most beautiful city, amazing food, amazing people, all the amazing things. So please come on by. Today, we're talking about, you guessed it, paper. And something really important about paper. So everybody in North America, when we think about the paper industry, what do you think about? We think about paper mills. We think about converters and distributors in Canada or North America who are, you know, cutting paper to size. We think about distributors who are distributing the paper. And then we think about the end user, like a printer. We think about the actual consumer who is writing on it. And that's pretty much it, right? We stay within our bubble. You know, I've traveled to the States and I've talked to so many people. And I always say, hey, so what are you doing this summer? Are you going on vacation? And everybody always says, yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to Florida, okay? Next year, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Las Vegas. I'm going to go to Phoenix, right? Pretty much people in the U.S., they vacation in the U.S. And I have so many friends in the States, they don't leave the United States. I get it. It's a very big, you know, country. Like, you know how Europe has so many countries? I think each state is almost a country in the United States. But guys, there's a whole world out there. Americans, this is for you and Canadians, but nonetheless, there's a whole world out there and a whole world of opportunities, especially in the paper industry, that are not being fully utilized. Because we're so focused on our own circle, we forget that there is paper that we are throwing in the landfill here that somewhere else would have a whole new opportunity. So you have your dry vans, your typical trucks, your 53-foot trucks. You see those everywhere. But then on occasion, you'll see these metal-looking boxes being pulled by trucks. So you guys want to know the real difference? The real difference is that these are sea containers, which means if you ever see a metal box being pulled by a truck, it could be a 40-foot, it could be a 20-foot. There could also be really long ones that are 53-foot, but those are typically for trucking. So the 40-foot ones and 20-foot ones, these are all going to go on a really big cargo ship, and they're going to be sent all over the world. It could be, you know, any destination, really. So the point stands is that these containers are used to ship and receive material internationally. The problem is, I feel, when it comes to the paper industry, we don't do this enough. We do it for waste paper. We do it for our OCC, our SOP. But there are many grades where we are not fully utilizing the international market. So one thing we really proud ourselves at Ocean Ridge is that we help to find creative solutions. You'll see that all over all of our website, all of our LinkedIn. We look to find creative solutions for your problems and for finding, you know, those pockets of creativity where we can make better value for material that would typically be landfill bound, right? I always give the example of printed kraftliner. So printed kraftliner is kraftliner that is one side printed. Imagine like a box of like Nestle chocolate. Like imagine like a Kit Kat box, like a box of it. You know, like you, for Halloween, and you buy like boxes for chocolate. Imagine that's kraftliner. Okay, so imagine one side is printed. It's a very heavy print. So it says like Snickers on it or Kit Kat or whatever. And on the inside, it's a brown box. So what happens is that typically when these printers or manufacturers, they make mistakes. It could be a mistake as, hey, the printing was off, the ink was off. Or maybe, you know, Nestle says, hey, or we don't want, you know, this logo anymore. We want to change the logo. And these machines are moving so fast. You have all this material left over. Now you have this garbage material. Now typically what happens to printed kraftliner? Typically speaking, it only goes to the MRF for landfill, right? And the only option is you can sort of bail it. And maybe some mill will be happy to use it, but there's so much heavy ink on it. It doesn't pulp that well. It might have a UV coating on it. There's so many coatings on it. You don't want to use it. And a lot of times it's landfill bound. Now printed craft gets a bad rep for that reason. But did you know that same material, if exported overseas to Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, these, I would say primarily these countries, there are a few more that really specialize in it. These countries Well, what they'll do is they'll flip that paper over and they'll give it a new life, right? And it'll be used to make new boxes. Because, you know what a Jenna cap is?
Yeah,
Pakistan?
Yeah.
You know, in Jenna cap. So the Jenna cap is those fancy like triangle caps people wear in Pakistan. Like, if you ever open a Jenna cap, you'll find newspaper inside.
Yes, I've actually seen that before.
Right?
Yeah.
You'll find, if you go overseas, you'll find material that, like, you open it and there's, like, a different print on the inside. But, guys, that's the real creativity, isn't it? That's the beauty of it. One material in North America is going to go in the landfill. It's just going to rot and it's going to be never used again. And you're not going to get money out of it. It's already wasted. You're going to sell it for pennies on the dollar. Or you use the container, load it, you go across the ocean, it arrives overseas, and boom, you have a whole new life, you know? And not just does it get a new life, so you're feeling good about yourself. At the end of the day, money's important. No good thing happens, you know, without having some personal incentive. There is more money to be made, more value to be made by exporting materials overseas, because that material, when it's made for reuse, will always trump when it's used for repulping, almost always, right? So that is the beauty of export, and that's what we love doing. You know, domestic is great. I'm sure the pricing sometimes is green domestic. I get it. Better market, bigger market. But there's a big opportunity for export that I think you guys cannot overlook, and something you guys should try to, you know, make and build part of your portfolio. I think paper gets a really bad rep that, hey, we're wasting the trees, blah, blah, blah. Like, paper by nature, like, it's very much responsible forestry, especially in North America and Europe, because for every one tree they cut, they like plant multiples of trees. Yeah. And they cut one tree, and they'll plant two or three trees, right? And then they'll let that forest grow, and then they'll process the next forest, and then they'll grow it again. They're the responsible forestry. That's the first thing. Second thing is that if you have a good recycling program in place, which means, like for example, we're from Canada, so in Canada, in Toronto area, each city in this municipality, they have a very good recycling program, which means all of your office waste, your paper from your homes, it's going to be recycled, right? Paper can be used 4 or 5 times, sometimes even more, right? Before the fibers break down that it can't be used again. And even still, once they break down, it can become compost and be used as, you know, like as a way to fertilize new trees and new plants. So paper is renewable. Out of them, you got to have that guilt associated with paper needs to go away. The guilt actually comes when paper is being used once and just tossed in the garbage. But if given multiple lives, I don't think the beauty of like the feeling of writing on a piece of paper will never be the tablets.
No.
These tablets will never win. I'm sorry. Apple Pen tried, and sure, it's great, but paper will always have its home. There's a certain beauty, like books. People said 30 years ago, books are done.
Yeah.
Phones are coming, computers are coming. Barnes & Noble is still here. Indigo is still here. You know, all the bookstores are still here. People still launch books. Audio books are there. Everything is there. Tablets are there. iPads are there. But books still sell because there's a physical feeling of it that I think it's almost pretty universal. Anyway, guys, end of the day, there's a lot more to paper industry than just writing paper, like packaging, Amazon boxes, you know, your blister boxes. There's so much more to it. Point being is paper industry, super cool, super important. That was episode 13. That's a wrap. 14. We got 14? I always do that. We started with, I was minus one in the end, right? That's a wrap. Thank you to our new marketing videographer, Gautam, buying the camera. Shout out to him. Shout out to Jazib. We'll see you the next one.